Economics, meeting the challenges. Indonesia poised for rapid transformation. Indonesia has become a magnet for investment, and we are seeing many foreign firms, including Thai companies, rush to establish a beachhead there. There are many good reasons for this, such as the country's large labor force, the huge potential of its domestic market, and an abundance of natural resources. Given these advantages, it is hardly surprising that Indonesia has attracted a large flow of foreign direct investment, and its gross domestic product has increased by 50% in the past 7 years. Naturally, Bangkok Bank's customers, both in Thailand and from our overseas branches, are very interested in Indonesia. We agree that there is huge potential. And in response to the demand of our customers, we are opening a second branch there in Surabaya. But it is important to also understand that Indonesia is very complex. It has a massive population of around 240 million people, a vast geographical spread across 17,000 islands, and there are immense differences in development and culture in different parts of the country. Java is the center of government and the industrial heart of the country. Approximately 60% of the population lives on this island. So for Thai manufacturers or service providers, this is the obvious place to go. However, companies looking to develop energy or natural resources generally invest outside of Java, and so they need to consider many challenges, such as the level of infrastructure, the cost of transport, and the need to provide supporting services. At this particular stage of Indonesia's development, the major attraction for foreign manufacturers is the economy and the size of the local workforce. Not only are wage rates in Indonesia less than half of those in Thailand, but the pool of labor in Indonesia is much larger and still has much potential to grow. The labor market is already tight in Thailand, with our workforce due to start shrinking within about 10 years. However, in Indonesia, around a third of the population is under 30 years old. This guarantees a huge labor supply in the future. As the inflow of investment in Indonesia generates higher incomes, we will see a social and economic transformation within a very short space of time. Although people are still very poor in Indonesia's far-flung islands, there is already rising consumer demand for first-stage consumer goods such as refrigerators and motorcycles. And the growth potential is tremendous. Within about 3 years, the number of people considered middle class in Indonesia is expected to triple to around 150 million. For those setting up a manufacturing business, either for the domestic or export market, Surabaya in East Java is generally the first choice to establish a base. The second largest city in Indonesia, Surabaya is the hub of the country's rapidly growing industrial sector. It is well served by transport links with a port and an international airport. Planning is also underway for a high-speed train link between Surabaya and Jakarta. With the ASEAN Economic Community only 3 years away, investors considering setting up production facilities in Indonesia would be well advised to act quickly. Southeast Asia, with its strong economic growth potential and market of 600 million people, is extremely attractive to the rest of the world, and Indonesia, like Thailand, is a prime location to tap into this market. If we don't establish ourselves in new markets when they are opening up, we may regret it later, when we find ourselves shut out by our competitors.